John is calling us from Kent, I think. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah. What do you recommend for a quick and dirty resolution of back muscle spasms?
Oh, okay. That one's almost easy, sir. There are a number of magnesium topical products now.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. And for a while, were only liquids, and now there's actually a gel. And the only difference is they both work, but the only difference is the gel doesn't. Some people say they get stinging from the magnesium oil liquid, and they don't get that from the gel. But any of those rub-in magnesia, I guess is the proper plural, when rubbed right in, as soon as it spasms, will usually relieve it. And then I know some people who, for whatever reason, chronically get spasms when they do a certain activity, whatever that may be, running or whatever it is. So they make sure to rub it in before they go do that activity, and they don't spaz.
Do those liquids contain the the chemical that you add a compound and it penetrates the tissues?
No, they don't, because oddly enough, magnesium has the unique capability, compared to many, many other minerals, of penetrating anyway. People in Epsom, England discovered that in, 1600 and something? And that's why Epsom salts came about, is that they found that if they took baths in it, they didn't have spasms, among other things, and they were more relaxed and so forth. So, no, this uniquely gets in. It's on its own, sir.
Okay. All right. Any of those are available at the health food store?
Oh, you betcha. Just walk in and ask them. Health food store, compounding pharmacy, Toma dispensary, all those places.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.